Did you say I've got a life to learn?
Today, the last in our series of essays from Goshen College students about their most memorable teacher. The students were asked to write about a teacher that heavily influenced their lives. And we've selected today's writer, Hannah Groff.
She smelled slightly of cigarette smoke, but that never bothered me. Mrs. Miller was a rougher type of fifth grade teacher, not as blonde or perky as the two other teachers in my small Pennsylvania public school in 1999. But it didn't matter. She was brutally honest, had a wry sense of humor, and never let us forget that life was about hard work and dedication. Mrs. Miller was intimidating, but her smile for me and joking way she spoke made me feel special, as though I was one of her favorites. I think I was. Not everyone was happy to have her for a teacher, but after all my years of schooling, as I look back, she's still one of my favorites. In the spring of that year, we put on a play involving the entire class. I ended up playing one of the main roles, Mrs. Filthy Rich, a wealthy, bossy, snobby woman. After weeks of practicing a snide voice and a high and mighty attitude, I thrived in the role. I was ready to show the world my acting abilities. When we performed, I put my little nose up in the air, wore a fancy Goodwill dress, and spoke in my snottiest voice. The entire cast did great, and standing up on the stage at the end, I felt a power and adrenaline that I had never known before. Suddenly, I loved acting. At the end of the final performance, Mrs. Miller gave me a small, handwritten card, one I still have today. It reads, "Hannah, you are so talented and such a special girl. Your warmth and kind attitude make you a joy to be around. I know you have a great life ahead of you, whatever you decide to do. If you do become an actress, as I hope you will, I look forward to one day seeing your name in lights and saying, 'That Hannah, I knew her once.'" While I never pursued an acting career, Mrs. Miller's encouragement and extra attention is something that has had a lasting effect. She helped me believe that I would go on to be somebody, and that meant a lot, coming from someone outside my family. She never sugarcoated anything, so when I did get that affirmation from her, I knew she meant it. We learned that our class was the last that Mrs. Miller taught, that she retired the following year. Now I wonder what she's doing. Maybe still living in a house in the wooded hills of East Earl, PA. Maybe she sits on her porch and smokes, and I hope, misses teaching little girls like me, with stars in their eyes and large dreams resting on their small shoulders, teaching us that we can become whatever we work for and want. Someone who matters.
Goshen College student Hannah Groff, a junior from Blue Ball, Pennsylvania. Our thanks to Dwayne Stolfus, the professor at Goshen College, for his work in sharing his students' work with our listeners.
And write, "I love you."